feel the liftoff and the clock has started. Roger. I don't even, how does it go?
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, hi there, Kyle.
Hi, how you feeling? How's that bod?
That bod is sore.
Yeah, real bad, real sore.
No, not that bad.
No? You and I moved a whole bunch of stuff this weekend. Like, how can I put this? All the things needed to not be in the house anymore. And so we used our bods to make that happen.
That's right.
How bods. Yeah, how accurate is that? Is that pretty accurate?
I would say everything that we grew up with as children had to get removed from the place of our childhood dreams.
The dreams are gone. We moved the dreams. The dreams have been fully... we actually took those.
Would have been a lot easier to just blow them up.
That's true. Maybe just take them to the donation center. We could donate our dreams to the dump to other people. Or we could just take it to the dump and light it on fire and watch as the black smoke envelops the entire valley
world
in whooping cough. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Boy, howdy.
No context there?
No, none, zero. I got it. Okay. I got it once and then it was bad. Also, I think it mostly infects infants. So I was an eighth grade infant.
I think you're in seventh grade.
No, don't. Okay, maybe you're right.
Because I was in fourth grade.
I think maybe you are right.
Oh, and you were 3 years ahead.
Wow. That's,
I remember that.
That was
because
what?
That was the year we had Pokemon cards.
Was that 20 years ago? How does that work? See, I get seventh grade.
Not 20.
No, you sure?
Fourth grade, 1999.
Okay.
So 18 years.
Holy cow.
It's a long time ago. It's really a long time. Speaking of a long time to go, you've got some news for us and that could potentially infect the show with Listeria, and I need to know how should I remedy this?
Okay. So there's a Listeria outbreak in my face. No. Starting this Friday, at the end of this Friday, I'm going to go on a vacation, and it's a 2 week vacation. Thus, we will miss 2 weeks.
Two shows. Two weeks. What?
2 weeks.
Wait.
Let me tell you how this breaks down.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to fly off, and I'm going to go on a cruise. I'm going to go on my first cruise ever. Oh, my gosh.
I thought you wanted to break it down. Kenny.
Yes.
Up, down, funk you up. 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 I said up, down, funk you up. Up, down, funk you up. Up, down, funk you up. Up, down, funk you up.
Is it too early to get into a segment?
Well, I haven't even told my deal here yet.
I know. And I feel like maybe we could
upvote and downvote all the things I'm about to tell you.
That sounds like a great idea.
All right, we'll do that. I'll tell you the things you're going to upvote or downvote those things. And I will then, I guess,
do it.
I'll do it. Do it. I can't do my voice from 3 years ago, I guess.
Here, try.
I can't.
Here.
I'm here, okay. Kenny.
We'll try this.
Do it.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
It's something about the
Skype.
Yeah, the Skype. Maybe
Skype really made me a new character.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I'm gonna go off. I'm going to go on my first cruise. We're gonna fly out to Seattle and then from Seattle we get on a boat, and that's the cruise ship. And we're going to go up to Alaska. And I've never been on a cruise before. My wife has, but I've never been on a cruise before. And I'm kind of nervous.
Okay.
Because
what are you nervous about? Tell me.
All right, here's the things that I'm nervous about. And you go ahead and upvote, downvote.
Okay.
Or I should start with the things I'm not nervous about. I am looking forward to food and cold weather.
I think you should be nervous about the food.
Okay, so you downvote that.
I think he's mainly because...
What am I being nervous about?
Because...
Listeria?
Maybe, yes. You could get a big block of infected cheese on board.
I could just go listerical on a cruise ship.
You absolutely could, because once that gets on there, that's it. I mean, what are they going to do? Get more food? That's not how that works. It's like camping, but in the ocean.
More food.
It's like camping in the ocean.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You haven't been on a cruise.
Listen. I know exactly how these things work.
Well, let me get to the stuff that I am nervous about.
It's like a carnival in the water.
No, that's the carnival cruise.
So
this is not carnival
cruise. There's no carnivals?
They put elephants and clowns on the boat and let them loose.
Dance!
No, so I am excited to have... food and have cold weather, but everything else after that I am nervous about. I have no idea. I have no expectations. I have no idea what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna kind of have to go with the flow.
So you're scared about like walking on the boat? You're scared about sleeping on the boat?
I'm scared about getting sick on the boat. You're for sure
scared about being sick on the boat. Okay.
I'm pretty high up too. Like I'm on one of the top decks.
I don't know if you're allowed to bring that on board.
Top deck, the baseball cards.
Yes, you can't bring. Well, I mean, you don't want to bring your best ones. Are you going to trade? Is there gambling?
Yeah, I got my rookie Ken Griffey Jr. Ready to sell.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare sell that. That's ours. That is a joint operation that both of us need to hang on to forever. And that also wasn't. Upper deck.
Upper deck. That's what it is. Not top deck.
No, it's not top deck.
For some reason I pictured the logo saying top deck.
Well, when you go to the stern of the stadium, nobody says that. Come on.
I'm gonna upper deck the toilets on the boat.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
These are today's headlines.
Go, 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 go. I guess we'll get back to the upvote, downvote stuff later. Moving on to the headlines, Kyle. NASA is fast-tracking plans to explore a metal asteroid worth $10,000 quadrillion.
That's
in key with the headline.
I know that's how many A's are in that phrase. Ten quadrillion A's.
Yep. NASA's mission to visit the asteroid 16 Psyched has been fast tracked and should happen in 2026. That's 9 years away. The agency will look at but not extract metals from the what is actually 10 quintillion dollar asteroid.
What?
Which is worth more than the global economy.
So what you're saying is we will worship our psyched asteroid when it does in fact come back to Earth in many, many pieces, and it will run the country.
Right? That's right.
Whoever has the most money is allowed to run things around here. That's how democracy works, right?
Yeah, we're going up there. We're putting barcodes on it, on all the metals.
Can we talk about the name of this asteroid real quick?
16 Psyched.
16 Psyched. I mean, you can't not say it like that, right?
You kind of have to say psyched. Like it's psyched. You're getting psyched.
I'm so psyched.
You're getting really psyched up to say the word psyched.
Yeah. Is it a ska band or an asteroid hurling towards Earth?
Oh, man. Well, we might have to have a new
16 psyched. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It sounds great.
I like it. I like it a lot. Is there anything else going on with NASA?
Kyle, speaking of NASA, you ruined my segue.
You're welcome.
It's about to make a big announcement about a new mission to, quote, touch the sun.
Well, also, why are you riding on a segue?
Oh, my gosh. I can't think of that lyric from Straight Outta Linwood.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. We'll all sit
they
here.
They see me roll on my segue. There we go. Got it. My brain is no longer broken.
It's pretty good.
This Wednesday, NASA will officially announce its intention to launch a probe that will dip inside the sun's atmosphere.
Ooh.
I want to make sure that is... I'm getting psyched up just to say that phrase.
Ooh.
And they're calling it the first ever mission to, quote, touch the sun. The Solar Probe Plus mission will have to cope with temperatures and radiation unlike any other probe. But the data it will collect in the process will help astronomers predict solar storms and provide clues on some of the deepest mysteries surrounding our closest star.
So long as they can get it close enough.
Right. That's the main mission is if we can get it close enough and get just a tiny bit of data, it's a success.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. I'm also, speaking of naming, surprised they didn't get anything better than TSPP, the Solar Probe Plus. Because it sounds like you would go to the store and you'd buy it, or you might see it in Apple's announcements here coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's the Solar Probe Plus. Time for you to buy it.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting because they're talking about the prediction of solar storms and probably of solar flares and trying to predict when those are going to occur.
Yeah, we don't know anyone who actually does that for a living, do we? I don't think we.
You know what?
I don't think we do. No one who's ever been on this show before who may have or may not
3 years
have
ago.
Actually literally put satellites into space and could well be working for the NASA. So I don't know. We'll see. Mm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe Wednesday will be interesting.
Yeah.
But to just really do a quick follow up, the solar flares could, if we had a strong enough solar flare pointed at Earth, it would wipe out everything. And not in terms of like, oh, we're all vaporized. No, like it would electromagnetically vaporize every electronic, everything we have connected. In fact, all of the stuff that you are enjoying right now would be gone. Everything would be gone. We would have to spend $10,000 quadrillion to fix it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it would take
decades to recover.
Well,
so this is a good mission.
Okay. All right, but they can't stop it. It's not like they're sending this probe out there to be like, well, you got 7 minutes and that's all it can tell us.
I wonder if it's possible where they're like, okay, well, no, I think it's definitely hoping to be more than 7 minutes of notice. But what would be cool is if they had like 10 hours or a day to say, okay, there's going to be this solar flare that's headed towards Earth. What we can do is turn everything off and hope that we don't ruin it.
Got it. So
I don't know if that would fix it or if they just go, we have 10 hours to enjoy all the internet and then it's going to go away.
Okay. I like that idea. Maybe
everybody memorize the internet.
Read. I'm reading. NASA's supposed to make a big announcement, Kenny. What are we going to do? We have so many notes to go through.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a lot of macadamia nuts.
Everyone, eat as many macadamia nuts as you can.
We'll never get them again.
You can't learn about them anymore.
I think it'll be a government ploy to get those teens to put their phones down at dinner. That's all. That's all it is. Speaking of teens,
The Essential Phone, brought to us by the person who created Android, is finally ready for the spotlight. It's an incredibly audacious and ambitious project with an outlandish screen and the beginnings of a modular ecosystem.
Too many adjectives.
That's a lot of promises. That's a lot of promises, too.
All right.
So here we go. Here we go. Andy Rubin, he's the one of the inventors of Android.
Why didn't he call?
He's releasing...
Do you think there's any time... I'm going back to names now. Andy, okay. Android, Ange... And like he usually goes by Andrew, and so he wanted
Android.
He
just kind of worked.
Yeah. Andy.
Okay, Android was already a word though.
Why aren't we calling it Andy though? You got iOS or you got Andy?
Because too many people are named Andy and nobody is named iOS. Until today.
Until right now, I'm gonna do
baby it. Born with the name iOS. No, kidding.
EOS.
EOS. First, the Android phone basics of the Essential Phone. Okay. It's going to cost $699 with top of the line specs and features. Nothing to announce spec wise or feature wise really yet, because this phone is actually getting announced tonight. But The Verge had some exclusive, like, this is what it looks like and this is some stuff about it this morning. So you're hearing about it now. You'll probably learn more about it tonight or tomorrow. But it prominently features an edge-to-edge display that one-ups even the Samsung Galaxy S8 by bringing it all the way to the top of the phone, wrapping it around the front-facing selfie camera. That is now what we call the camera. We call it a selfie camera.
Yeah, not front-facing, because I don't...
Front-facing selfie camera is just... That's too many words. You say front-facing or you say selfie, but not both.
Well, The Verge. Maybe they could jump on your boat terminology and use like aft and stern it's the aft camera. If you would,
that sounds awful.
If you would point your aft at me and and take the photo, please. Okay. This is the first time I've actually clicked on this link. I knew nothing about this morning. You said it just came out. Yes.
So they just had this exclusive this morning.
Okay, good, 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 good.
And it's basically getting announced tonight. So these are like promo images.
Okay. From a purely image standpoint, they are 3D renders. They are done in the style of, I would say, like when the iPhone 5 came out, where you've got that 65 degree light softbox going across the glossy face to make it look like it's real, real glossy.
Right, to show you that it is a shiny exterior.
Yeah, and I get it.
It's not matte.
I get it. That's fine. This is hyper amateur hour for renderings, phone renderings. I used to do.
Oh, totally.
Used to do those for a living. And this is like someone stuffed it in the default setting here, default kit.
Oh yeah,
and just said, yeah, I'll do this.
Let's cover what we can discern from this.
I don't like it.
And make some bold predictions. I know you don't like the design of the 3D render, but how about this design of the phone?
I don't like that either.
So they've got the Touch ID on the back of the phone,
which is good.
Like it's actually at the spot I think that the Pixel has it, which is a little higher up on the back of the phone.
I'm holding my phone now to evaluate it in comparison to
it has Nexus the 6P. Volume it has the volume buttons and the power button, it looks like, on the same side, on the right side of the phone.
But above the power, what?
Yeah, above the it's like a mix between the Nexus phone and the iPhone. It's weird. That is kind of weird. But the power button isn't directly in the middle of the I don't like it. It looks like it has a dual camera,
but no bump,
which is nice. That's good. No bump. Let's talk about the front. The front is all screen plus a little divot for the selfie cam. And then, I don't know, a tiny little space at the very bottom. Is that for soft buttons or is that just for we can't make the screen that big?
It's where the speaker's going to go.
Ah, the speaker or the power connection.
Or the microphone. Well, the microphone. Yeah, power connection as well. If they're trying to make it thin, they needed to put that stuff somewhere.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. It looks like it wants to. Okay. So it has the front facing camera is in line with current expectations too. An 8-megapixel sensor that can also capture 4K video. Holy cow.
But that's a given. Hold on.
Holy cow.
It doesn't deserve. Yeah. I think your holy cow was better than the more abbreviated holy cow was a better holy cow than this holy cow that I actually played for you.
I get what you're saying.
Good. And there's no white phone version.
There is at the very top.
Yeah, but where the front is white is not an option.
Oh, I see. Well, because Tarzan. It's not white. They can't do like white glass.
It's not the glass that is colorized. It's the face that's behind it. Either way, overall, I think this looks okay. I do not see this being a trend on screen design. I'd like to see this actually manufactured and in practice and I guess done so that you can see that the camera is not annoyingly blocking parts of the UI.
I can't hit the back button. There's a camera in the way.
That'd be nice. That'd be good.
I'm smudging up my 4K selfie cam.
Because no other phones look like this or work this way. Right. I think it's a given that it should have either an 8-megapixel capturing 4K or better at this point if you're a top-tier phone manufacturer.
And you're taking away screen space to put the camera right there?
Sure. And that's a lot of glass. Unless this glass is unbreakable, you're going to be walking around with a 100% front and back shattered version of this. Try and get this repaired at a mall shopping place. It's not going to be $100. It's going to have to be sent back to the manufacturer. It's going to be the same cost of the stinking phone.
Right, but then you Andy Rubin should also release the essential case, and it's a front and back like connecting case that makes it protected. I don't know.
Here's what I'm finding out. It's not essential. I've got my phone and
name it essential and people believe it. That's the marketing.
Listen, people are not psyched for this
sheeple.
Yeah, for the 10 quintillion dollar asteroid, even though we named it psyched. So in conjunction,
what's your segue? This is also getting released, the Essential Home. And it's an Amazon Echo competitor that puts privacy first.
The Essential Home is where you live, period.
Right. So it's a new intelligent assistant with a round, quote, auto display, just announced by Andy Rubin, as you can guess. It can be activated with a question, a tap, or even a, quote, glance, according to Essential. And it's designed to never intrude upon the home. That's totally bunk.
Bogus.
In that way, Essential calls it a, quote, entirely new type of product, but it mostly borrows ideas from existing products in an attempt to outdo them. Of course, you gotta sell it like it's the brand new thing, but it's really kind of just the same. It lets you control your music, ask interest questions, set timers, and control your lights, capabilities we've already seen from Google and Amazon, only Essential is promising to do it better somehow. This is also running, I forgot to mention, the Essential Phone is running, what are they calling it? Ambient OS.
Oh, no.
Right? Isn't that what it's called down here? Let's see. I'm scrolling.
So both the phone and this home device are going to be running its own operating system with no...
Correct. Totally different from every other cool. operating system.
Cool. So we have to we have to wait for mass adoption to roll this into our product plans for those people who actually make things for a living, right. for the masses.
So this is it. I'll give you what it looks like. It looks like an Amazon Echo Dot with a screen on the very top of it.
It looks like a Nest that you were too lazy to put on your wall. And then you plugged,
you put it on a table.
You put it on a table and you plugged a cable into it.
Yeah. So
I'm curious I'm curious about the interaction on this, though, with the ability to just glance at it. More than likely, it's got cameras on the face of it.
I would say you have to like hover over it, like over the screen.
Right. You can't just look across the room and well, first of all,
look at me.
That angle, what, 10 degrees, 15 degrees? You can't see that while you're okay. That's up on, let's say, a counter.
Forgot to mention that this promo image is they have the gloss on them too.
Surrender.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
It is really bad.
So you're sitting on the couch across the room.
Oh, we're not a design podcast.
When it is something you will use.
It's the morning design.
I like it. That's a good one. Maybe we should do that. My problem is this screen. You can't see it. You have to be even. Okay. So the perspective of this photo here is almost like looking at it side on, right?
Right.
And you can, you can't even see what day of the month it is. You can barely read the time.
Yeah.
And you can't read the temperature. This, if you're looking for, hey, is this something that I will be able to read on a daily basis? The key image here answers it with a huge no.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. You have to look directly over the top of it. You may as well just grab your phone while it's plugged in and use it the same way, especially if it's running the same operating system and the same assistant and everything else. I get that maybe this is for someone who is not going to upgrade their phone from that flip thing that they've had since 2002. But whatever. I don't find this to be essential.
Let me cover the last two paragraphs this article. It will ship later this summer with the intention of bringing, quote, order to the endless standards, protocols, and systems wrought by the Internet of Things. I added a lot of quotes here because they're quoting a lot in this article. And I really want to make sure that we know what essential or what Andy Rubin is telling us and not what we're making up or what the article is actually making up.
It's the quote of a quote.
Quote of a quote of quote. Blah, blah, blah.
A quote.
So far, they've built a system that works seamlessly with SmartThings, HomeKit, Nest, and the rest, according to them, including Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant. Sorry, anybody, if I said that word or both those words. Very sorry. Plump. Whether all the functionality will be in the shipping product this summer, it's unclear. Importantly, we do know, or they do know, that most of the processing will happen locally on the device, not in the cloud, keeping the bulk of your data within the home. So that's where the privacy thing comes in. They're not sourcing all of the information from the cloud or from the internet.
No,
what they're trying to do is download that stuff onto the device.
No
and
way.
Then you ask it stuff. Well, I'm guessing like weather and your calendars and all that sort of stuff would happen locally after like a day download. And then,
They were asking about whales yesterday. Let's just download the entirety of the internet related to whales for them because they might ask it again. Oh, sorry, we ran out of space. Well, okay, so that's what this is. This is the device you buy to prepare for the incoming solar flare.
There you go. Actually, if there was a solar flare, it would wipe out all of our hard drives anyway, so there's no way to hide.
Not this one. That's one of the...
You can't hide.
It's one of the key features. It's actually... they put it inside of a Faraday cage. Can it Can the sun get through a Faraday cage?
That would be an interesting thing to ask the essential home.
What's its name? Does it have a name?
Let's see. If they're calling it the essential home.
Essie?
It's running Ambient OS.
Would
you just call it the...
Ambi. It's kind of like Andy. Maybe we just are asking.
Bambi.
Maybe we're calling the... It's all Andy. Everything that Andy makes is Andy.
Hold on. Are you wanting to start a trend here where we call Android Andy?
Yes, absolutely.
Are we starting that right now? All right.
Okay. Fine. Good.
We're doing it here. You heard it here, everybody. The morning show, the Good Stuff Morning Show, is officially endorsing switching Android to Andy.
Yes.
In common vernacular, we are going to call it Andy.
I speak common. Okay. Good, Kenny. there's a couple of other stories in here. I want to breeze through them.
Cool.
MLB At-Bat VR. Didn't know this was coming.
Oh, I want this so bad.
It looks great. It's available on, I believe, PlayStation and maybe others.
Probably the Vive, I'm sure.
Maybe. I don't know what types of apps they have for sports and entertainment on those devices. But most...
Definitely PlayStation.
Most definitely PlayStation, yeah. It looks great. Man. It doesn't look like you're on a field or anything like that. They're not trying to say like, hey, buy a ticket and then we'll put you in the stadium and you can just,
right.
So you can sit on the stern of the stadium while you watch the game. This is simply you end up in a space and you're able to spatially control what information you're gathering about a particular baseball game and or the entire league. And
let me paint a picture here.
Don't, because people can't see it. Don't do me a favor. Don't do that.
I'm going to Bob Ross this VR experience right now.
All right.
No. So if you're looking straight on, you're seeing the feed from the game. You're seeing the actual the video feed. It gives you on the left side. It gives you pitching, the person at bat. It gives you the recent plays. And then on the right, it gives you the stats of the lineup. The batters in order and related stats. And then at the bottom, I guess, underneath the video feed, it's giving you the batter's box. It's giving you the pitch. What would they call it?
Pitch count?
The strike zone?
Strike zone. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And then where the pitches are in the strike zone. So all of the things that would be overlaid basically onto the video feed, they're now spreading that out so that you can look around and view them. And you're getting an unimpeded view of your video feed, which is so cool.
Yeah,
this is so good.
I think you also can see in VR while you're trying to watch the game. Bryce Harper jumps out and actually literally punches you in the head. So,
hey, but you stand your ground because you're Hunter Strickland.
Well, yes, except that you're a whiny crybaby who has been taken to town a couple times by Harper and need to just get over it because you're a pitcher in the major leagues and home runs happen. That's my t-shirt. Home runs.
Yeah, but also if you're a Hunter Strickland, home runs happen a little too often, don't you think?
Yep. And he should have been let go after the 2014 season.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to move on so that Kyle doesn't get too worked up here. Okay.
That's pretty,
the whiny version of the ESPN sound.
Yeah, exactly. Kenny, speaking of VR, there's another, maybe this is more in the wheelhouse of our listeners here. Star Trek.
Wheelhouse.
It's the house that has all the wheels. Don't you know?
Go ahead.
Star Trek, Bridge Crew. It's a VR experience where you are on the bridge of a starship.
Which starship?
It appears to be multiple. There will be a link in the show notes for you to check this out. I didn't know this was coming. It's available on PlayStation.
Oh my goodness.
and Vive and all those others. But
no, sorry, I just read.
Do you see this?
I do see this. So let me actually, before we cover that, this is coming from Ubisoft, makers of other games. But the name of the Ubisoft blog is Ubi Blog.
Ubi Blog. Oh,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Ubi Blog.
It's good. I like it.
I'm going to watch the video here.
Don't watch the video.
Sans volume. I'm going to click on this stuff. I'm going to click through.
Just seeing.
Are you going to be the cat? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you watch this?
Of course I did.
You're on a ship with a bunch of Andes.
Yeah. Yes, I believe there is some sort of cooperative component to this as well.
This is like, honestly, this is like watching a VR experience of Second Life. And Second Life and Sims put together is the graphical quality of what I'm seeing here.
It does have a uniquely cyberpunk feel to it. I do agree. but it is for sure something that I have always wanted to do. My main issue with this, though, is that you can't get up and go explore the rest of the ship, because that's all I would want to do.
Yes, right, you're kind of locked into a seat.
Yes, I want to be on the bridge, and yes, I want to take Harry Kim's spot on the Voyager and yell down at Tom Paris. But
Harry Kim isn't above Tom Paris.
Oh, he most definitely is. The tiers.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. There's just that one tier.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Harry Kim never yelled at Tom Paris, did he?
No.
Or you just want to fulfill that fantasy.
That's my that is definitely my fan fiction. Absolutely.
Voyager arguments.
Yes. Kenny, speaking of arguments, this is the Apple came out with a whole bunch of YouTube videos. Is that what they call them these days? I guess they're commercials.
YouTubies.
Do people still watch commercials?
I don't.
I don't really either. I mean, I do. I do have YouTube TV. And
wow.
I know. It's pretty great. However, if I DVR something on YouTube TV and then I say, hey, Andy, skip forward 2 minutes on the TV, it'll skip all the commercials. It's
oh, that's so cool.
It's pretty great. Pretty great.
All right. But, so tell me what we got here.
So this was trending. I think this was trending as number 3 on YouTube when I looked last night.
It's number 1 currently right now.
Oh, my gosh. Why? It's a commercial. Well,
I can tell you why. But go ahead and explain it, and then I'll tell you why it's number 1.
Apple came out with a bunch of here's how you should switch to Apple things commercials. This one is about security in particular. A man falls from the sky into your TV onto a side that says your phone, and then the other side is the iPhone, and it shows that the burglar man can't get in.
Right.
And then he takes your phone and he walks off the screen.
Okay. So it's a 15-second commercial put out by Apple.
Almost in the vein of the, hi, I'm a Mac. Hi, I'm a PC.
Yeah, they have a very, very
split down the middle.
Yeah, similar little campaigns here. So the reason it's number 1 on trending is because people are watching it and then downvoting it. It is currently at 9,400 to 13,000 upvote to downvote here. We're watching it now.
Wow! More secure. It says your phone. More secure if you read it. But, oh, no, it just takes your phone now. Okay, good.
So it's a little... people are watching this and going, nope. No, it's not.
So,
and downvoting it.
So you're saying...
That's not the point.
Yeah, okay. But their point is that your phone is not secure. But what they don't know what my phone is. They don't know that it's an Andy.
It might be essential.
It could be essential. It might be an Andy.
And then really quick, I don't want to harp on this too much, but the sharing buttons on YouTube are getting a little bit out of hand. We got Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Blogger, Reddit,
yep.
Tumblr, mm-hmm. Pinterest.
Hold on, stop. Before you mouse over the ones to the right, can you tell me what those are?
Something in Russian, like Burger King Russian words.
Okay. Burger King Russia. Got it.
LinkedIn.
Okay, good.
Yeah, stumble upon.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, Russian words.
Singular wireless.
No. Live journal.
What?
Oh. And.
What? There's okay. No. There's no. 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 What?
Right?
What? What? That, no. No one uses Live Journal anymore.
And then at the end is dig.
What?
Or what we like to call old school Reddit.
I don't think that is not official approved terminology for morning show. I'll say that now, Kenny. What is approved, what I can most definitely say, is something we should. You're wondering what story I'm going on to next, huh?
I'm not wondering at all.
Okay. Today's
go ahead.
Today's also Mint Julep Day.
Ooh, Mint Julep.
That's me. That's me sucking on a
puckering.
I'm sucking on a Mint Julep. Kenny.
Come here, Kenny.
No, God, don't say it like that.
Oh, I'm realizing I misspelled julep. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Julep.
Let's see. Do they still do the Disneyland New Orleans?
Ah, boy, don't know if
Square
you can. Don't, yeah.
Mint julep.
I don't think so. That's something that you can get on the Disneyland side.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Mint julep bar.
Tell me about
still it. Still
exists. Ooh.
Oh, $14.99 and under per adult. What?
Yeah!
So if you go around the French Market restaurant, mm-hmm. on the side where the bathrooms and the train station are,
mm-hmm.
there is the Mint Julep Bar, and you can order, I believe you can get the little like mini beignets and a mint julep. And they're so good.
Beignet. I love a good beignet. Beignet done that. Mmm.
At least the last time I went, that existed.
So the mint julep, Kenny, is a traditionally made drink with four ingredients: mint leaf, bourbon, sugar, and water.
Bourbon?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Traditionally, spearmint is the mint of choice used in southern states and in Kentucky. Ooh. In particular. Have you had a mint julep before?
Have I had a mint julep before? I just said I did, Kyle.
Have you
I got them at Disneyland.
Have you? You got multiple?
Yes, I think I did.
Boy. Is that the only? So you had like a turkey leg in one hand and a mint julep in another.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty good. You get on the train.
No, no. Just, a churro in one hand and a mint julep in the other.
Mine would be a frozen banana in one hand and
real time right here.
Turkey leg.
My wife just gave me a freshly cooked waffle. Is it? Do you cook waffles? We used a waffle iron.
So she mixed the batter and pressed the batter in between hot.
I am dipping awesome syrup, log cabin syrup, onto my freshly ironed, crispy waffle direct from my wife. She's so nice. Thank you, wife. I love you.
Now, here's some audio of Kenny eating. She's left. Here's some audio of Kenny eating said waffle. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow.
I will actually take a bite and do that.
Ow, 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 ow. Come here, Kenny.
Ow, 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 ow.
Gasp.
Ow, 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 ow.
Come here, waffle.
Come, yum.
Oh, my God. Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, 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 ow.
This is so good. Kimmy, this is really good.
Do it.
Does she know that you make that sound when you eat?
Yeah, she watches me eat all the time.
True. How many waffle pieces are there on the desk now? How many pieces have fallen away?
They've all spit onto my microphone. Blah, 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 blah.
Ow, 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 ow.
And Kenny, June's coming up. It's what? How many days away? Two days? One day? It's kind of one day away, yeah.
June?
Yeah, June. Mint June.
It's 2 days away. There,
June,
but...
June lip. Mint June.
Mint June lip. There mm-hmm. we go.
June coming up here. And I wanted to cover a couple of the national months that we will be celebrating in June. So get ready.
All
think
right.
think about them. And maybe somewhere in the month of June, we can celebrate these. Coming up, National Candy Month. National Dairy Month.
Ooh, those don't go together.
No.
Oh, actually, unless it's like milk chocolate.
I think there's a mint milk.
It's, what? It's,
you can use it instead of bourbon in your mint julep. No, that's the other way around. You want bourbon. It's just like,
continue.
It's
continue.
Like, what, it's what like a mint julep, but with milk. It's called a milk julep.
Oh, God.
National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month.
Vegetables.
Let's forget about that. National Iced Tea Month. I didn't know he got his own month. And National Papaya Month.
Papaya Month.
I like papaya. I like a good papaya.
I don't think I've ever had papaya.
Yes, you have. I always envision papayas have a big pit in the middle.
Papayas are like, is it kind of like mango, right?
Papaya. I'm looking now. Yeah, they have like a, it's like a mango.
See, it's and a cantaloupe, right?
It's like a mango ate or drank a boba tea and it's stuck in its stomach. I don't think you can, I don't know what you do with papaya seeds. But it's full of seeds, and then the flesh is kind of mango-y. Yeah, the outside definitely looks like a mango. There's a clothing brand called Papaya Clothing.
Is it full of seeds?
It is made purely of papaya pulp.
Oh,
that
gosh.
That you put on your body. There's also a place nearby called Papaya Thai Bistro. It's in... Irvine.
Papaya to bistro, papaya to papau.
That's exactly their song. Yeah. How'd you know that? That's pretty good. And one that I think we thoroughly celebrated this weekend, National Donut Days, the first Friday in June. So that is also coming up this week. Enjoy. I love a donut.
I love a donut too.
I want a donut. Close. Speaking of things,
you're looking for it, right? You're looking for it?
Nope, I don't have it. It's not here. Hold on. Find donut. I have a whole bunch of. Oh, here you go. Do 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 do.
Folks were told to stay off roadways unless absolutely, positively necessary. But they still came out to places like the Circle K gas station.
I wanted donuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, they did. They also went out to Hershey Park. Have you been to Hershey Park?
No. It's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, by the way, this is our scary amusement park ride segment. Scary amusement park rides.
Scary amusement park rides.
I don't think you should be in charge of doing these bumpers anymore.
I'm a jingle maker.
Yeah, yes, you are. Hershey himself is bringing on something called the Hershey Triple Tower. It's not a food item. It is a ride.
I think they should just call this the Hershey Squirts.
That's not a thing. Where are you squirting? What is being squirted?
Continue. Continue telling us about the Triple Tower.
There are three separate towers. One's called Hershey's Tower, belongs to Mr. Hershey himself. Reese's Tower and Hershey's Kisses Tower. Hershey's Kisses Tower stands 80 feet tall. Reese's at 131 and Hershey's at 189. So you've
189.
You've got this like tall grande and venti thing going on with with Hershey Towers here. They also brand their height requirements based on candies.
Oh my gosh.
So you're a Jolly Rancher if you're 60 inches or taller. You're a Twizzler if you're between 54 and 60 inches.
So if you literally, if you are between 4.5 and 5 feet,
you're a Twizzlers.
Oh boy.
Which this seems like it could go downhill at any second. And you're a Hershey's, possessively Hershey's, at 48 inches to 54 inches, which is,
oh, from I mean, four that's, to four and a half.
That's pretty much nothing. It's,
oh, right.
It's nothing.
It now, is. It doesn't say, I'm guessing that the smaller height requirement is for the tiny tower. Twizzlers is for the Reese's tower, and Jolly Rancher can go on the Hershey's tower.
Maybe. But it also seems like, why not just put Hershey's on there so you understand that the minimum height requirement for that one is, why change it? All you're doing is you're stratifying people between the different ones that they're willing to go on.
I wonder how crazy it is to go to the Hershey's Park in June because it's National Candy Month.
It's
like every time that you meet the Jolly Rancher height requirement, they give you a handful of Jolly Ranchers.
What flavor? Multiple flavors.
Grape.
Watermelon. Oh, grape.
Just all grape.
I'm getting on the plane and going back home right now. Absolutely not. I don't want that.
I would shrink myself to the Twizzlers height requirement just because I love Twizzlers so much and I want them to give me Twizzlers.
I would. That's a good idea. You do like reverse Gattaca.
In my hypothetical ride requirement fantasy.
You would do like reverse Gattaca and you take out your shins and make yourself really short so that you
my can, knees became my ankles
so that you get so that you get Twizzlers.
Now see, I'm picturing myself now with my feet attached
to your knees. That's good. You don't have any knees. It would have made this weekend way harder.
I'd call them neat.
I don't like that. The thing with the Jolly Ranchers is if you gave me, it doesn't matter, I guess, what flavor you gave me. Anything other than watermelon, I don't want it. And then if I got something I didn't like, I would eat it as fast as possible, completely liquefied in my mouth, and then barf it while I was riding the tower.
The Hershey squirts.
I had to search for it. It was kind of far away. Perfect. Well, speaking of squirts,
they also have Chick-fil-A at Hershey Park now.
They do. Yes, that's on its way in. I'd also like to talk about Bibbles.
Bibbles?
Can we talk about Bibbles?
Bibbles.
What is that? What is...
It's a one-of-a-kind beverage experience at Hershey Park, located in Kissing Tower Hill. The new attraction will give guests the opportunity to experience soft drink mixology in an entirely new way. So it's one of those Coca-Cola pick-your-drink machines in a giant building.
With a slide!
With a slide!
We will eat food. We will eat food.
Behold the...
Don't mind if I do.
The chickle. Behold
the what?
Behold the chickle, Kenny.
I'm chewing off some waffle here.
Okay. While you I don't want you to barf while you're looking at this, so do me a favor. Uh-huh. Set the waffle. Okay. Put the waffle down. And take a look at this, Kenny. This is called the chickle. This is a chicken stuffed pickle, in which a pickle serves as the quote bun. It debuted a couple of days ago and was only available on May 17th and 18th for your Fresno Grizzlies, who used to be an affiliate of the Giants and are no longer. It's fine. We don't need that.
Oh my goodness.
What do you think about this? This is over at today.com. I apologize if a video autoplays right now, but it may.
So let me start off. The
yeah, I knew it. What are you?
There it is. There it is. Shut up today.
Shut up. Thank you.
So just looking at the pickle bun makes me want to vomit.
Okay.
All of the chicken in there is dry. That looks like really dry chicken.
Can I? Yes, we're going to talk about the food here, but that mascot.
That was the second thing I was going to talk about.
That mascot needs to be its own team.
Oh, yeah, the Chickles.
The Chickles.
Your Fresno Chickles. If they lose, they chickle you.
They don't, no. You don't get chickled.
Oh gosh.
So it's a chicken in like a peanut suit kinda, but it's bump but it's bumpy like a pickle.
But he has the mumps.
Yeah, yes, yes. He's got the chicken pox.
Oh.
So Fresno Grizzlies, nice job. Fresno Grizzlies do a great job with food at the ballpark. I know that. They also rename their entire team and jerseys for an entire day with tacos, which I appreciate. So,
oh yeah, I see that.
I can't not tip my cap, I suppose, to tip my proverbial hat and say nice work here with the chickle.
Well, it's a sports anchor, Greg Takata.
Takata?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like he actually was able to grab one of the daily branded Fresno Grizzly taco hats.
Yes. Yes.
You see that? Yep. I want that hat.
Yep. They've got hats, jerseys. It's a good time. I mean, if I can get behind any team at all, it's going to be the tacos.
Totally.
Would you try this pickle thing?
No. I hate pickles.
It looks like chips.
If I have to snap into a bun.
Snap into a bun, Kenny. You gotta eat the chicken and then you need to suck all the juice out of the bun.
That's the only way you're going to be able to.
Suck all the juice out of the bun is the tagline to the chickle.
If they. If they.
As read by Randy Savage.
Suck all this.
The bun. Yeah. Please don't. Please don't say suck on the bun. I would be okay. I would be okay if it wasn't an actual pickle that they
suck on my bun.
If they didn't bisect an entire bun and they made it was bread, but with sort of like a, they take the juice from the pickle, like the juice that the pickle is in prior to pickleizing. You would just squirt that on top, maybe in the bun, almost like a like an au jus, but with pickles. Is that okay?
I was eating a waffle. You almost made me choke.
Can we try that? Please don't choke. Ugh. Well,
are you insinuating that they remove the pickle juice and then, as you put it, squirt the pickle juice onto the top of this?
Yes, I am.
From what? The top of the Hershey Squirt Tower?
Yes. Do they have pickle flavored Jolly Ranchers?
No, we're going to stop there.
They've got to have that, Kenny. This has been the Good Stuff Morning Show on goodstuff.fm. Go check out some other great shows over at goodstuff.fm. If you would, also, we would appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. It'll help other people find the show. If you enjoy this, tell someone else. And that's it. If you would enjoy the chickle, we need to know. Tell us on Twitter at Morning Show AM or at Good Stuff FM or at Kenny A. Roderick. That'll go straight to Kenny and he'll retweet anything chickle related.
Oh, totally.
That's it. We'll be back in two whole weeks.
We're skipping 2 weeks. So we'll be back in 3 weeks.
Have a good couple of weeks, people. We love you very much. Enjoy National Candy Month. Goodbye.